Hey guys, this is Pac-Man326 from Twitter, hailing from vacation on Greece. So I've got a couple of E3 predictions for you. I'm going to go ahead and say on Sony's part that the NGP non-3G modem will be priced at no more than $299 in order to be competitive with Nintendo. I think they really can't go much higher, otherwise they're going to have the same fiasco the 3DS is currently having. In regards to Nintendo, I expect the new cafe not to be priced any more than the Wii was at launch. I think that that price point was really good for them when they started, and if they want to recapture the casual crowd, they're not going to be able to go much higher. And as for Microsoft, my big prediction is that actually they will not announce anything new about the new Xbox console. I think instead they're going to really focus a lot more on the Kinect and trying to draw more people in, because I think they sold a lot more than they expected they would, and I think they're really going to try to push that to get more hardware and software sales. All right, hey guys, thanks for the podcast. Keep up the good work.
My EP predictions. I predict that Nintendo's new console will not be called the Nintendo Stream. Also, I expect them to announce Monster Hunter for the 3DS. I also think they are going to announce Xenoblade for the US. I think Super Mario 3DS won't come out until next year. I also think they're going to announce Castlevania for 3DS, new game. I think that Dragon Quest X will also be ported to the 3DS. I definitely think Dance Central 2 is going to be announced, and that Halo Xbox Live Arcade remake. I think that 343 Industries will show a Halo trailer, and I think the NGP or the PSP Vita will cost greater than $400, and it will come out late 2011 in Japan and then spring 2012 in Europe and North America.
Welcome one and all to, I guess, Duke Wilden's E3, pre-E3 special. We're doing things a little differently this week. One, we're not coming out on a usual Monday. This is a weekend edition, and we're just going to goof around and discuss what we will hope to see, what we want to see at E3, which starts off on Monday at, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time if you have Spike TV.
Or 5 Microsoft.
I think Microsoft's press conference doesn't start until 1, but like they have a bunch of pre-press conference like gameplay demos and stuff that they'll put up for an hour, and you'll get to see a lot of Jeff Keighley, so I'm sure everybody's going to be happy for that.
Oh, I'm glad I missed on that one.
Has anybody seen the promo pictures for that? Does Jeff Keighley not look like a douche in it?
Doesn't he look like a douche?
Does he not look like a douche ever?
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
I saw the setup, but I think he looks even more douchey than usual in it. You'd have to see it, though. Yes, joining me for this special edition, we have Daniel.
As always.
We have Jason.
Hey, hey.
And we have Chad.
Also, as always.
As always, as every other
month. He likes us to believe. He wants us to believe.
Before we get started on our E3 predictions, Daniel has been fan of Duke Nukem Forever demo, and he wanted to share these fantastic impressions with us.
Oh, yes. So, Duke Nukem Forever should not be released. Let's put it that way. It looked like from the menu I got good impressions because I was expecting it to be a console port like through and through. So I was expecting like two graphics options, a la Crysis 2, and just a plain L button. And I was surprised to see that you can actually somewhat change the settings. So I was like, oh, maybe this won't be so bad after all. Oh, yeah, I was playing the PC version if you haven't already guessed. And so I loaded the game up and... So you start off the urinals, right? And you're doing a piss into these urinals. And there
urinals.
Was just, like, the biggest, like,
Silly
it's
Brits.
The biggest... Oh, shut up. I can't describe it, but it's the biggest graphical glitch you can ever imagine where, like, things that are hanging off, like, the walls aren't really there. And you can see the things that are on the walls, say, for example, the urinals, but it repeats what you see, like the urinals on the walls and everything. It's so weird. And there was one room, and if you look on my Twitter, you'll see the screenshots. There was one room where it took me about 5 minutes to navigate through it because I could not see where I was going because everything was just so weird. And like the boss that you fight at the beginning, I could see through his legs. I could, like, when you have to kick his eye or whatever it is, or his ball, over the, in the, football post, I could not see the football post. I didn't know what was going on. The only reason why I knew what was going on was because I'd seen it done in a video before. The second level was absolutely playable, unlike the first one. But it just felt like a last generation shooter. And there was nothing particularly entertaining about it whatsoever.
But hail to the king, baby.
Oh, sorry, I'm just gonna get, I just a hater. You know, it's Duke Nukem, it's gotta be the greatest game ever. Whatever, you've either decided that it's gonna be the greatest game ever, or you've decided that it's gonna be absolute shit, and I've decided the latter.
Well, I was about to say, I hope either way you don't decide until you've played at least.
But, and someone said to me that, I shouldn't be too harsh on the demo because it's beta code. And I was like, that's even worse because
you don't put that out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The purpose of the demo is to sell the product. And if the demo is terrible, then no one buys the product.
If a company like EA can regularly put demos out a month before the game comes out and it's final code, right? Why can't Gearbox do it a week before the game comes out?
Yeah, that's to say, it's kind of hard. It's kind of a hard sell to say that this is beta code when the game's due out in a week or two.
But I don't believe it is beta code at all. I just think the game is terrible, and I didn't really expect anything else from a game that's been in development hell for 13 years.
It's been longer than 13 years. Well,
the best 13
it was announced in 97, 96, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I was still in junior high school, and the world wasn't even introduced to Pokemon, so there's that.
I haven't had a chance to play the 360 demo because my 360 actually can't access the internet at the minute because I'm having a bit of crisis at home regarding the internet. But when I get that sorted, I can give you the impressions of the 360 version, but I can just guarantee you it'll probably be it's still a dated shooter.
Yeah, is it only out in the UK? Because
it's worldwide. Store. It's worldwide if you have the first access code, and I was lucky enough to get first access without pre-ordering the game, thank God, and then play the PC version, the demo for somebody else who got first access code.
And I get why they do that, but I've also hated this push to have first access to people who pre-ordered a game because it's just kind of forcing you to pre-order a game you may or may not want.
Yeah. I mean, some people I know, they got lucky and they got it with their Borderlands Game of the Year edition. So they actually got a good game instead of having to pre-order what is a terrible one. But yeah, it's still, like, if the demo is beta code, then that's awful. And if it's not, it's even worse.
So, what you're telling us is you're recommending everybody here pick it up and at least try it out once.
Yes. Okay. Everyone should go and buy it right now. It's worth $60. In fact, it's worth $100,000. That's how good this game is.
Okay. So, yeah. There you go. Duke Nukem Forever. Probably should have stayed in development hell. I guess quickly, does anybody else want have been playing a game they want to touch on?
I hear StarCraft's pretty good.
Okay, does anybody want to touch on a game that's new that they've been playing?
Yeah, Heart of the Swarm's coming out. That's cool.
Oh, okay. Anybody not named Chad?
So me? No, I've been playing old stuff this week.
Okay, and I mean, I'll just touch on this since, you know, I'm sure everybody knows by now, but the PSN store's back and Sony's has their Welcome Back program up. So, if you have a PS3 and then you have an account
That quickly. They should have rolled it out region by region, even if it's US and then country in Europe and then country in Europe and country in Europe, because everyone's getting errors because everyone's trying to download this stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, Sony, this is not rocket science. You know this because you did a region by region rollout of PSN anyway. You know?
Yeah.
It's like they want the users to take their network down.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's been out of errors. I was lucky enough to get on before, like, a bunch of people found out. So I got my game sorted before any of it, and they're downloading now. I got Quest for Booty, Ratchet & Clank, which would be an interesting game to play because I played the sequel, so I know how the game ends, and I know how it starts because I played it. What is it? It's a crack. It's between, what is it? Tools of Destruction and A Crack in Time.
I don't suppose anyone can keep track of that series.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward design.
Yeah, but there's just so many games.
Yeah. And I got Little Big Planet 2, and as somebody pointed out, I pretty much got it to complain about how much I hate it, so...
Yeah. I should play Duke Nukem Forever just for that reason.
But, yeah, so check that out. And Sony hasn't fixed any of their online systems yet, so, I mean, for anybody who has a PS3, you know what that means. For those of you who don't worry about it.
Just point and laugh at Sony anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, and...
Hi, CCFC Charlie from Twitter here. First, with my Nintendo E3 predictions. First, I think they're going to come out with the 3DS. They're going to show off Super Mario 3DS, and they're going to show a new Metroid game in the style of Other M, or maybe a 2D platformer. They'll probably then continue to show Star Fox, Kid Icarus, Rezzy, and Snake Eater. Then they're going to move on to Project Cafe. The second half of their conference is going to be Project Cafe. It's going to be like the rumors say. It's going to have a touchscreen controller, HD, quite a bit of memory, and launch games. They're going to show Pikmin 3, Mass Effect 3, and tech demos of a new Mario and a new Zelda game, and maybe a glimpse of a new Metroid Prime game. Right, thanks, bye.
Hey, this is Jason R., JSR7 on Twitter, and here are my predictions for E3. I think Nintendo's going to have a complete blowout with Project Cafe. I don't know how else it's going to work for them, but I think the fact that they're going back to the hardcore gamers, yet still combining like a unique control interface of something like the Wii, or in this case, a touchscreen on the controller, I think whatever they end up doing is going to definitely turn heads and definitely win the show for them. But it'll be interesting to see down the road what happens, because the thing with Project Cafe is it seems more like the GameCube than the Wii, where it's going to appeal more to hardcore gamers, and as a result, either it's going to do super well like the Wii, because they'll have the unique control interface, or it's going to be like a GameCube 2, where the games will be good, the Nintendo fans like myself will love it, but the third-party support and just the overall sales won't be there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on that front. In terms of Microsoft, they're going to have a Kinect blowout, where it's going to be... hardcore games like crazy. They probably have like 20, 30 titles if I had to guess. I mean, this is the make or break it point for Kinect, in my opinion. And as for Sony, they're just going to be promoting the NGP or the PSP2 or whatever they end up calling it. And probably they might mention PlayStation 4. They sent a thing a few weeks ago that they're working on it, so they might actually mention it, but I don't think they're going to show it in any real way. I think the only new console is going to be Nintendo's. In terms of most anticipated game, by far it's Super Mario for 3DS. I love Mario Galaxy. I love Mario 64. Apparently this is a combo of the two with 3D, so I don't know what there isn't to love. It should be really interesting. And the raccoon suit is back. So, I mean, all that put together. Definitely most anticipated game, but I also am very curious to see what they do with Project Cafe games and other 3DS games like Paper Mario, Mario Kart, etc. So, yeah, it should be a good E3. I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for asking my opinion.
So 2 days from now, this goes up Saturday. Yeah, so 2 days from now is a big day, E3 2011.
Christmas!
Yay! If next week's Christmas, what would this week have been? It's one hell of a Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Yeah. Christmas Eve, yeah.
Because, I mean, we've had a ton of major games.
It's like the Christmas Eve where your parents let you pick one present to open. Or not pick, maybe they hand you one present. So, like, we got a couple things already, you know?
Yeah, and this is like if that one present they told you to open was like a new car, you have to wonder what the hell the other presents are going to be. Because, yeah, I mean, I think everybody has kind of had some major announcement this week, except for maybe Microsoft. I could be mistaken in that regard. But
by the sounds of the rumors, that's only a good thing.
So, I mean, we'll you know, touch on all this news and stuff after E3. Honestly, we could have just picked Konami's press conference yesterday, and that would have been an entire podcast to itself. So we're not going
to
do that.
Yeah,
but
they had to go. I was all set this week to be like, oh, hey, guess what? I hear there's like some Kojima stuff going on. I bet there's going to be a Metal Gear Solid like HD collection. And I was going to sound so intelligent too. But they had to go and screw that up for me.
I tell you what, I was expecting at least, well, I was expecting a HD collection. What I was not expecting was three of them.
Yeah, Zone of the Enders.
Jesus Christ.
And I have to say, some of them are really, I don't get the, I get the idea behind them, but some of the numbering, so, like, Silent Hill is two games. It's two and three.
Wait, why?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, oh, yeah, there's only two games in this franchise now. And Metal Gear Solid is only three out of the five games.
And the worst thing is,
PS2 collection, kind
the of. Worst thing about the Metal Gear Solid HD collection is I would have bought it had it had number one in it in some form.
Yeah, what people were saying is that, and I guess we're going to end up talking about this anyhow, is that, you know, I guess a PS1 title up-res just looks kind of grainy.
Yeah, but they could have
messy.
Done they could have done Twin Snakes.
Yeah.
I don't think they can. I think that's Nintendo's.
No, I don't know. No, because Silicon Knights, no, Konami did that.
No, because Silicon Knights developed it, and Silicon Knights at the time was owned by Nintendo.
I don't think they were.
Yeah, they were.
No, because they were working on Too Human for Microsoft already.
No, they weren't. They were working on
Too
Human for the game.
Yeah, Too Human for Nintendo, and it never happened.
But they weren't owned by Nintendo. They were just affiliated with them.
No, they were either owned or Nintendo had partial ownership of them. And either way, Nintendo has their hands in that pie, and it tends to be that whenever Nintendo has their hands in a pie, they have some it's the same idea with, like, GoldenEye, where even though Activision owns the license and stuff, and Rare did the game, that it, you know, nobody else could get it because Nintendo has some say in it. I think that's the same deal with Twin Snakes. I could be completely wrong, but I believe Nintendo has some say in
it. Yeah, it says on Wikipedia, because that's obviously the source of everything. Together with Nintendo, Silicon Knights worked with Konami to create Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes. So it must have had a hand in it. Which is unfortunate, because I would have gone out and bought. I mean, I'm not a fan of stealth games, but I would have gone out and bought Metal Gear Solid HD Collection had it just had number one in it in some form.
Well, I actually think it the PlayStation 3 version has number one. It has a code for you to download on the.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they have the PS1 game on the PSN store. So it comes with a code to download Metal Gear Solid 1.
Well, that's not of any use to me at all, is it? Because I don't...
Well, it's not a use for you, but, you know, for us who have PS3.
And to be honest, anyone who wanted met the first one would have gotten it by now.
Exactly.
You just said that you wanted it.
Yeah, but I don't have a PlayStation 3.
I know, but yes, it's a kind of a bum rap, but it's also kind of weird the way people are reacting to the fact that Metal Gear is going multi-platform. Even though I'm almost certain that 2 and 3 were already on the original Xbox.
They weren't.
2 was, 3 was not.
Okay, 2 was, I know that much for sure.
Well, they made anything from Japan made it to the original Xbox? I'm surprised.
I mean, granted, it was a port that came out several years after the PS2 version, but it was there. And it honestly made it. Konami was pretty much the asshole that of the exclusive third-party game at this point. And it looks like they're going multi-platform with the Fox Pro engine. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Can we even call them Konami anymore, or should we just call them Kojima Productions and those other guys? Because it seems like the only thing worthwhile coming out of that publisher
company?
Right now is Kojima Productions. Like, arguably the biggest announcements were these HD collections, and Zone of the Enders, that's Kojima. Metal Gear, that's Kojima. Silent Hill's not, but who cares about Silent Hill?
I don't know anyone who cares about it.
But that's the lowest profile one of the bunch, I think.
Yeah, I also think, what's it called, was kind of, I think Neverdead looks pretty interesting, and that's not Kojima.
That's true.
No, but that's like stretching it a little bit. Like the, you know, like, I mean, Kojima is definitely like their only star.
Oh, yeah, he's like their big star, but I mean, can you think of any other company that really have that standout dude? I think he also kind of gets that Miyamoto rep where it's like, oh yeah, it's from Miyamoto, even though Miyamoto probably just says hi to the team like once a week. So we shall see. But yes, we weren't talking about the news, but yeah, I was actually disappointed that they didn't have a proper press conference, but The big three do have their press conferences, and so does EA and Ubisoft, I believe. So, I mean, we won't do it in order, but who wants to throw out their wildest predictions or hopes for E3?
EA conference, Tom Splitters 4. Yes.
Yes, okay. I actually want to second that one.
Now, is it going to be at the EA press conference?
It will be, because EA and Crytek are best buddy old pals, and EA published the last Time Splitters.
Well, that's not what I was going to ask. I was asking more along the lines of, do you think one of the big three,
if it's one of the big three, it'd be at the Sony one, because EA and Sony are best buddies, like Microsoft and Activision are. So.
Okay.
But I can see it being, because it's not a hype, it wouldn't be a high profile title, although that's what everybody wants anyway. It will be at the EA conference and not the Sony one.
See, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, I think that's more likely too.
If they really want, to benefit both the franchise and I think the system, I think if it was, and I'm not saying it will be, if it was at the Nintendo's press conference, that would make it a mainstream shooter, or at least give it the center of a focus, because then you're not competing with anything else.
Oh, you mean for Cafe?
Yeah, you kind of become the first-person shooter on that console. Right? Like, if you're on the PS3, if you're on the PS3, you got Killzone.
Free Radical and the PS3 have some not-so-good history.
Yeah, and I mean, technically speaking, Free Radical kind of has a history with Nintendo with Perfect Dark. And
yeah, and not only that is the games were like the only ones that weren't gimped. Like they were the only games I can think of that were on the GameCube and other platforms at the time and weren't gimped on the GameCube.
Yeah. So I mean, we don't know if it exists, but I was saying, if the big three, if I was Nintendo and that was coming to me, I would kind of jockey for that because they don't really have that, I'm sure Microsoft, and I guess we can throw this out here, it's going to have that Halo Combat Evolved thing, and they have Gears of War. Being a shooter on the 360 really doesn't help you stand out at all.
In that case, it will probably, I think, although it would be beneficial to Nintendo and maybe EA to have it at the Nintendo conference on Cafe, I think it's not very likely at all.
I agree with that too. I think it would be a little bit of a stretch, even though you're right. It would make sense for both.
The other thing I was going to say is, and this is a problem that we ran into last year, is with EA and Ubisoft. They're before before Sony and Nintendo. So even if they were to say, they would either have to demonstrate it at their press conference to get that permission, or they'd have to have it attached to one of those two. Because this is kind of what happened last year with Dead Space 2. I don't know if you remember that.
And they showed the half
of
the one.
Yeah, we can't finish this demo because Sony's going to be showing it tomorrow, so...
Because Sony they could
also be like, if they have Project Cafe games, they could just be like, and this is coming out on the next system from Nintendo.
Well, if they're before Nintendo, they could say it's on 360 PS3, and we've got this. Yeah, didn't they?
I'm assuming Nintendo.
It'd be a bit silly for EA to, because they're before Nintendo, to announce Cafe before Nintendo themselves do.
Yeah, so I'd have to say, I don't. I mean, I'm sure there's been.
Well, they've announced it though.
This is all assuming they eat Cafe and not the Wii or not on a Nintendo platform at all.
Yeah, so we shall see. Okay, so we've heard. I guess Jason, do you have any wild prediction?
I think that these rumors about the Cafe controller being a portable system essentially will be true. I don't know if that's possible, but
I have to say that doesn't count because we've got confirmation of that now. Because this isn't like a rumor site. This is basically a Japanese newspaper saying this is what Nintendo told them now. I mean, the details of what they said are kind of vague. I guess acting like a handheld, if that means it's going to replace, if you can use like the 3DS as your controller, or if it just means that it can, play your console games on the go, is a completely different subject. But I think we can say that the controller has a touchscreen 6-inch camera built in.
In which case, I will plant my face into the desk.
I'm just gonna laugh
hysterically.
Yeah. I honestly, I'm gonna wait until.
We can't do anything else. But I honestly think that if it is true, I will plant my face into the desk so hard.
I mean, this is the bias speaking, I'm sure. But Nintendo has similar reactions when they released the Wiimote and when they showed the DS.
Well, the difference here's the difference, right? Is if this controller does act like on its own, and I've said this to Jason, right? We've got Nintendo that have released a new handheld that at the moment, I'm not going to say it will do in the long term because it won't, but in the moment it's floundering. The 3DS is floundering. And,
But it's not, though. It's got a ton of software.
It has no games.
The rest
it has
of the
no
year.
Games.
Right now,
has no
the
games
original DS, and the original DS didn't have any games for a year, and it's one of the, it's the most successful system of all time.
Jason, this is a very different case because.
It's not, it's exactly the same. It's the DS's exact successor.
No, just let me finish one. Right? If we have this console that's floundering, right? We have this console that's floundering, just like the DS did at this time, right? And we have Nintendo coming along and saying, this controller works on its own and it plays games. They've now got competition against themselves, which does not make any sense.
Okay, well,
at all.
Okay. I'll just say two things, and I think this is true. I believe at the moment, even though it's floundering, I believe the 3DS is still ahead of the DS as far as units sold in its lifetime. And two, I think it's also a case of expectations being different from reality, where it's the same thing. It's not doing poorly. I think people just expected that the DS was such a hot system that automatically the 3DS has to come out and hit the ground running the same speed the DS was taken off at, instead of kind of building up momentum. And yes, it does have a piss poor lineup at the moment. And I pointed this out before. What console doesn't have a piss poor first 6 months?
Yeah, but this is not about how well the 3DS, right? We're talking about a company releasing a new handheld, releasing its competition against itself by saying that this controller plays games on its own. And then we have the possibility of the 3DS becoming the controller, right? In which case, I say, Nintendo do not know what the word integration means. And I can't see that happening.
Like I said, I'm waiting until E3 to get more details, but as it stands right now, for all we know, it can either mean that the Wii's controllers, the Project Cafe's controller is capable of playing Project Cafe games. We don't know if it has to be within a certain proximity of the console.
Well, that would be like even stupider.
How so?
You can play console games within a close proximity to your console, but, so then just play them on your console.
Yeah, but what if you don't have access to a TV? Let's say that you want to watch, like a big sports game is on, but your kid wants to finish playing this game or he wants to watch Netflix.
No,
you'll wait.
That seems incredible.
I think you're
grasping at straws and constantly jumping out of your way.
I'm assuming that's part of their scenario. They actually have said stuff like this before, where it's always been a fight for the living room. I'm not saying that's true. But it's gonna also be a case where instead of like, maybe you have a multiplayer game where each person has like their own unique thing that they have to do on their screen.
Yeah, it'll be like a giant DS, I think, mostly.
But the other thing that's gonna differentiate the two, and I'm not saying it will be good, it's gonna be the games. At the end of the day, is if you can only have one game on this Wii control, the Project Cafe controller, it's not going to be a handheld. There's been no indication that it has any type of, you know, huge external internal memory in it. I assume it's going to work like how the DS demo works, where you can like flash them onto the device until you turn it off, or you refresh and override it.
Well, then that's useless.
How so? It's the same idea that the PSP and the NGP and the PS3 have with the whole idea of being able to play a game on your PS3, stopping it, continuing it on your NGP. Granted, yes, it's on the go, whereas this could be kind of...
The difference is, that's the thing. Sony's taking their handheld and allowing you to do this with their console. Nintendo's doing this with their console and their sub-handheld controller thing, and then there's their other handheld off here. They're involving a third party in a process that really has no business having a third party involved in it.
Like I said, it could work out that way, and that would be a really bad business decision, but I'm almost certain that this company had thought of it. I'm almost certain they didn't say, crap, you know, this has a touchscreen and it's handheld.
I think the whole thing is just incredibly dubious, and the sooner Nintendo's conference comes along and clears this up, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
I told you, they've gone mad.
Reserve judgment for that.
They've gone mad with the need to innovate, and this is the product of that.
You see, I actually think this is to me, it doesn't reek of innovation. It kind of reeks of, like, crap, the tablets are kind of picking up steam. How do we kind of
nobody needs to compete against the tablets because the tablets, I mean, they serve a different purpose and they have different games for the most part.
They do, but for some reason, Nintendo sees it as a bigger threat than they do to PS3 or the 360 or ICSA, Microsoft, and Sony. And that might be their downfall in case, you know, like they're fighting a different target market than they actually should be catering to. And that might be an issue. But at the end of the day, I really think I won't make any decisions on the console because we still don't know. This could, the controller could be the big thing about it, or it could just be one part of the puzzle that we're missing.
Well, hi there, Nino here, and here are my top three E3 predictions. All right, number one, DICE is going to show up on the Nintendo conference, and they're going to show that their new engine can run on it, and I'm planning some cool stuff with it. I don't think Battlefield 3 is going to come on the system, but I'm pretty sure they're going to show the Frostbite 2 engine. Number two, NGP is going to be awesome, but Sony's going to overprice it. That's not even a prediction. I'm just certain of that. Number three, Microsoft is going to focus more on social things like Skype or some cable box thing that I read today. They're going to introduce like a new Xbox Live thing called Diamond, which is going to be like $100 a year to pay, but you get some pretty cool shit. And, you know, the Halo remake, I'm pretty sure they're going to do that because, you know, Halo's awesome or something. Yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Bye.
This is Adam Chase from Twitter, and my E3 predictions include these. I have Dance Dance Revolution Master Chief Mix for the Xbox 360. I mean, what better way to ease hardcore gamers over to Kinect? And for Sony and Nintendo, I got nothing else. I mean, what else could be announced besides Master Chief Dance Dance Revolution? My guess is nothing.
Yeah, so wait, going back to E3 predictions, the focus of this podcast, supposedly. I don't think there's going to be anything that shocking outside of stuff surrounding Cafe and maybe the NGP. Because I think going in this year, most things are known quantities. And I think we'll get a couple announcements of games and a couple things like, will, you know, Mass Effect 3 have Kinect support? Like, things like additions to games, like new features, and, you know, besides that, I think it's gonna be blowing out stuff we already know about, and, you know, getting to know this new hardware. And aside from that, I don't think there's gonna be too many new games announcements because they'll be drowned out in all that noise.
It depends. I honestly, and this, I'm not talking about the character, remake, but I think there's going to be a new Halo game announced by 343 Industries for next year.
Yeah, that's pretty much a game at this point.
Making me buy two Halo games in 2 years, even though I've already done it before.
Beta access included with a Halo HD remake.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I assume Epic's going to have a new game, even if it's Gears of War on Rails, but I think they might go multi-platform.
They'll definitely go multi-platform. I think we'll see Kingdoms.
No, we'll see Kingdom. We definitely have to see Kingdom. I also expect a new Kojima game. Because even though, you know, he wasn't there, and there's no reason they're making this new engine and Ryzen's kind of been shown for 2 years. There has to be a new game attached to it somewhere.
I don't know. Yep. Well, it might not be ready, though. Like, and it might be a TGS thing, too.
It could
be, but
he's very proud
to be, like, a Japanese developer. So I think that would be more likely to come to TGS. I want to see at Microsoft's conference what they do to Xbox Live. Because over the last few years, they've concentrated a lot of E3 at bringing new features and services to Xbox Live. And I want to see, like, there's rumors about the IPTV service finally coming, or some kind of other video service like
we
that.
We have like, this, like, extra, like, Xbox Live level, and I'm going to be so pissed off.
I heard rumors, and this actually sounds kind of interesting to me.
Diamond service.
Well, not that, but I was gonna say like there's rumors that they're gonna have like a Kinect app store. I heard stuff like Fruit Ninja, and if they price it reasonably, that could be pretty cool.
I think that would be cool. And actually, that reminds me, I do have a bold prediction. I think we'll see a new dashboard, and I think it will look like the Metro UI that Microsoft seems very fond of.
What
with
you mean
Windows
the one
phone.
That we've already got? The one we've already got looks like it.
Well, like, even more...
Isn't that the point? Like, oh, like, I suppose... I hope not, because I don't like it. And there are a lot of people... There are a lot of people that don't like it.
Well, like, yeah, the thing is, right now they have, you know, separate dashboards for, like, a controller and Kinect, right? And I think if they switch to Metro, that's really conducive to... Like, that could be used with both. They wouldn't need separate dashboards.
Yeah.
And then you can have a thing like a Kinect app store or what they'll call it, you know. It'll just be part of the games marketplace.
Kinect me.
Give me the blades back. I want my blade back.
Really? I kind of...
The blades are on the guide button menu.
I prefer the new one
we have.
Why do we have to have...
You think
so
you do? Because it's been so long since you used the first one.
Yeah,
but if they fixed it and went back to the old one, you would love it.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think you like the old one because it's been so long since you used it. And if you went back, you would be like, wow, this shit is...
I remember, like, when I first played an Xbox 360.
It's so hard to find stuff.
And I pushed the guide button and the blade slid in from the side and I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. I missed that. Now it takes us this big blob in the middle.
I still hit the guide button every time a friend signs in, because it's like, ooh, it'll pop up and take me directly to their profile. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't do that anymore.
Wait, you have a working 360
That has nothing
there?
To do with the new interface.
Oh, shut up.
Just
shut up. I used to do that. Idiot.
Blow.
I tried to get it to work. Like, I towel-tricked it. I updated it. I was like, please don't play anything. Please don't play anything.
And who gave you that idea?
Worked perfectly. I mean, other than the fact that it shut off 10 seconds later and now won't turn back on again.
And when did you get your 360? Is it out of warranty?
Yeah.
I think. What is?
Yeah, I would say this is the time you they have an Xbox account, like Xbox support. Just harass them and see if they can get you, like, say, I got it like 2.5 years ago or something stupid. Like
yeah, a hey, true story. Actually, when my Xbox Red Ring the second time, I was about a month out of my 3-year warranty, and I just called them and, like, I kept harassing them, and eventually they put me up, like, 2 levels above them, like, in, you know, the company pecking order or whatever, and then I finally was like, look, if you guys aren't going to fix this, then I'm going to go buy a PS3 instead. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah. So, you can try that. I mean, it's worth a shot.
I guess
I don't know how well it can...
Being a belligerent dick is kind of something I excel at, so...
No, I mean, I wasn't that mean about it. I was just like, look, like, it's only a month out of warranty, like, blah, blah, blah. And they kept being like, no, I don't know. And I was like, look, I mean, like, can I talk to, like, your manager or whatever? And, you know... Just kept going up.
Yeah, I don't think... nobody wants to do this business. So, if you can find a way to convince them to do that. But yeah. Damn it, I had another prediction I was going to make. But, oh, what do you think the Zelda 25th anniversary will be?
Hopefully better than the Mario. one.
The ROM dump.
Yeah.
As people call it.
Yeah, I don't expect anything more than that, to be honest.
But they said it's different from the Mario one, so maybe it's a virtual ROM dump where they just kind of give you stuff on your Wii.
Yeah, do you think it'll be a Wii thing? Do you think it'll be a 3DS thing?
Do you think it'll be a cafe thing? It won't be a cafe thing, if anything. I think it has to be this year, so cafe is out of the question.
Okay.
I don't expect it to be anything major. I could potentially see them like maybe remaking a game, upgrading a game using like the Twilight Princess engine, but then that defeats the purpose of Skyward Sword.
I think they'll do
Zelda 2 in 3D.
They'll do Ocarina of Time Master. Oh, they might not do that because of 3D. But
yeah. See,
I think Majora's Mask, Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, maybe. Maybe, or see, maybe the original, A Link to the
Twilight
Past.
Twilight Princess in the Wind Waker engine. Yes, please.
Maybe they'll give everybody the actual timeline they were even.
Maybe. Yeah, that's never gonna happen.
Even though there isn't one, apparently.
Well, Nintendo, they like to be dicks to their fan base, apparently, because they're like, oh yeah, we have a timeline here. It's, we just can't give it out because Nintendo Japan said no.
That's such hogwash. They just say they do, but like,
listen,
yeah,
guys.
They're like dicking around with their fans.
They're isolated stories, though.
Oh, don't worry. There is an actual timeline. You can work it out yourself. We just like seeing what you say.
Actually, have you guys seen the timeline that Game Trailers tried to make? It's actually pretty.
That.
It makes pretty good sense of it. It only goes up to I think
before Twilight Princess.
Yeah, but.
Well, after Twilight Princess is pretty easy because Twilight Princess takes place in an alternate parallel universe from
the Wind Waker. Skyward Sword fit?
Skyward Sword, we don't know yet. It's not out, but from all indications, it's a prequel to the entire series, which would make it predate Ocarina of Time. But yeah, I don't want to get into this other fan theory thing now.
I actually might watch that video again later today.
I thought you were talking about the new one they did on, I think it was Cottage Humor.
Oh, there's the.
Where it comes back and then it's like a parody of the Zelda timeline and Back to the Future. But yeah, okay. Any other wild and crazy predictions?
Nothing crazy, but I expect them to talk about Heart of the Swarm at the Activision press conference.
Activision didn't have a press conference.
Yeah.
Well, I expect them to talk about Heart of the Swarm at something somewhere.
I don't think it's.
Yeah, I expect them to say it's cancelled and we've reassigned the studio to work on Call of Duty.
I swear to God, I would go postal if they cancelled Heart of the Swarm. I would lose my mind.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Is there anybody that...
Well, Call of Duty could use another studio working on it. I feel like they don't have nearly enough people.
six studios is nowhere near enough. What are you talking about?
No, they need somebody to make the co-op mode now.
Listen,
so you
guys.
Two or three studios focused on that.
We need to make new buttons, but we don't really have enough time, so let's just get a new studio on that. Oh, what's that? We need to record some audio. Hey, you guys over there, what are you doing? Oh, just record audio. Come on.
Yeah, you're on Call of Duty now.
Yeah, that's how they work there.
But I guess it's.
I expect a new Call of Duty announcement, probably like a new not FPS Call of Duty.
Yeah, you see, I kind of expect the Call of Duty announcement as well because it seems to me like they're trying to get Call of Duty Elite out of the way, but they already announced Modern Warfare 3, so it has to be either that they're going to have a focus at one of the big at Microsoft's press conference, or they plan on announcing another Call of Duty, because the only reason you make these announcements ahead of time is to kind of get it out of the way so you don't have a negative reaction coming out of E3.
Yep.
And I feel like they have something else in the works, and being that they already make Call of Duty and Spider-Man games, apparently, they're going to have an announcement of a second Call of Duty game. Maybe not for this year, but I can see it for being like early spring next year.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely hear something, and it won't be a first-person shooter.
No. So, yeah, well, we shall see. So, okay, so crazy announcement, Call of Duty, Time Shitters, Project Cafe Controller. Let's try something that isn't a first-person shooter.
Do they actually make games that aren't
first-person shooters anymore?
Somebody might...
Final Fantasy 15.
See, I was...
Teaser
online.
See, if anything, I expect the Kingdom Hearts to finally be announced.
That might happen.
Yeah, that might happen too. Is the Square have a press conference?
No.
No, that's no, that's, that, that's that'll like be at the Sony
press conference.
See, yeah, I would expect that to be at the Sony. The only reason I was saying that is because they have Final Fantasy 13 too. They have Final Fantasy Versus 13.
Oh,
they still
Fantasy
technically
Versus
have
13.
To come out with. They have what Type Zero. They have. So there's 13, enough Final
two.
Fantasy. Yeah, so they have enough games at the Final Fantasy Monarch to kind of lay off the brand for a year. Either that, and I don't see this happening, is the Dragon Quest X reveal, but I don't see that happening at E3.
No.
I think again, it's kind of, Dragon Quest is like the GTA of Japan, where it's kind of something that gets its own spectacle of an event. So yeah, anything else? Let's see. I expect Sorcery to not be the game we saw last year.
I wouldn't surprise me.
I think Move is going to be almost completely forgotten.
Yeah, it's going to take
a
big
backseat. I don't think that's a prediction.
No, we're going to release this high-profile title, but you can play it with Move if you want. That's all it will be.
Yeah, that's
it. Do we want to take some minor bets here? Over and under on how many montages Sony has at their press conference?
Five.
Three.
Jason?
And we'll see at least two ad campaigns.
There will be one for the NGP, there will be one for PS3, and there will be one for
PlayStation Network.
Yeah, PlayStation Network.
I think you're being too kind to him, because you have to count the opening montage.
They love their montages. They really do.
They'll probably do a PSP one, just like, hey, this is still here.
They'll have a montage, then they'll have a montage for each of their three systems. I think they're going to have a chosen montage to wrap it up.
Someone,
so I'm going with five.
Someone less lazy than me needs to gather their montages together and make a montage of their montages.
I'm going with five montages. How many times will Nintendo pat themselves on the back for creating a new audience in gaming?
Ooh, I don't know. I can only assume it'd be lower than most this year.
This year, I feel like we'll be all about them. They'll mention it. They'll be like, "We introduced a whole new audience to gaming, but now we're going back to our roots."
Just another one. Or
they're all about seven. The hardcore atmosphere, I think.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with three then. Three references about how great they are for expanding gaming. I never realized how bad, I mean, I always knew it was kind of bad, but I skipped through the 2007 press conference, and I swear that thing was like 10 minutes of them patting themselves on the back, a game, 10 minutes of them patting themselves on the back, a game, and this went on for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
What about Microsoft? How many awkward white people dancing do you expect at Microsoft's press conference?
Is there a such thing as a not awkward white person dancing?
Oh, that's true, but I mean, I assume there's gonna be a Dance Central sequel.
Probably.
I shouldn't say just dancing. Any awkward people on stage with demonstrating motion controls, or fake speeches like that, the sister thing last year.
Oh, that was rough. That was so bad.
So I'm gonna go with seven moments like that for Microsoft's E3 press conference.
Skittles!
Yeah, I expect one for Dance Central 2. I expect one for the new Kinect feature. I expect one when they demo the Star Wars Kinect game. Anything else that Yoshi's kind of random at E3?
I was just at Konami's press conference, but we've already
Ubisoft.
Oh, yeah.
There's Joe McHale host this year. I doubt it because they haven't announced him yet.
More games that aren't actually video
Joel
games.
Joel McHale's too busy being awesome to host press conferences.
He was doing the same stuff last year he's doing now, so probably realized that it's not fun.
Yeah.
Or maybe they bring out Carrot Top.
Oh, God. Actually, I would love that. That would make me so happy. If I heard that they were bringing in Carrot Top, I would... Because I'm not planning on watching that press conference, I don't care, but if they say that, I am there.
I would watch Ubisoft's press conference just because with Konami doing their whole pre-recording thing, I have to say, I want to have a, I need a train wreck. And Ubisoft is the next best thing.
Yeah, but at least Konami, yeah, but Konami, you gotta give Konami some slack, right? Their train wreck was at least funny.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It was so good because it was so bad.
I have a prediction. Remember.
Ubisoft was just a lot of people talking for a long time.
And shooting guns at each other.
Oh. Well, it wasn't as bad as there before when they had James Cameron up there for half an hour.
Yeah. Okay, what's your crazy prediction?
Oh, it's not that crazy, but Dante's Inferno 2 announced, confirmed, shown, played.
That is crazy.
Everything I'm kind of interested in.
I was just looking over studios that we don't know what they're doing next, and that's where.
Yeah. Most of what I want to hear more about, I am not going to hear more about here. It's all TGS stuff, which frustrates me. Like, Persona 5 is getting announced at TGS this year, confirmed. Because I said so.
Is it
so.
Confirmed? Okay.
No, but if you look at it, they finished Catherine, and that was only a portion of the Persona team. The rest of the Persona team was working on something. And so that's obviously going to be the fifth. Catherine's done. They're not really doing anything else. I'd say we're probably a year out of the Japanese release of that, and so they'll announce it this year at TGS. I'm dying for more on Final Fantasy Versus 13. Like, a date would be wonderful. Just even a window of like, hey, 2012, it's going to happen maybe? That would be cool. And Devil May Cry. I doubt we'll hear anything about that here either.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see how much they bugger that up.
I forgot that existed. Actually, Capcom has been relatively quiet this whole... I don't think they've announced anything, or they haven't really said they're going to have much of a presence here.
They're working on more demos that you have to buy, that's why.
They have a Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
That'll
be there at E3.
I guess, but that still isn't really that big of a... I mean, it's a huge title, but it's something they've been talking about for a couple of months now. So, I mean, I guess they said not to expect much from them. They did have quite the year, so...
Nerds on the Rocks, this is Darren, and my most anticipated game for E3 would be a remake of Metroid 2 Return of Samus for the 3DS.
These aren't so much as my E3 predictions, but what I'm excited for this year's E3, and that would be mainly anything coming from BioWare, namely Mass Effect 3, Dragon Age 2 DLC, and The Old Republic, because lately I've been playing Dragon Age probably much more than someone usually should, but I've gotten a lot of time played into it, and I'm really excited for anything that they have coming in terms of DLC. And then Mass Effect, of course, I've played those ones too, 1 and 2, and I really enjoyed those, so I'm excited for that. And The Old Republic will just be phenomenal, be something hoping it's way above World of Warcraft. I'm guessing Guild Wars 2, it'd be between that and Guild Wars 2, which MMO I'd be playing, but they're both going to be great. And then I'm looking for stuff from Bethesda as well, such as mainly Skyrim, because I'm thinking that's all they're working on. And besides that, I'm excited for anything that Bungie might have, or 343 Studios. It'll be interesting to see what Bungie's next IP is going to be, just because they're not working on Halo anymore. That's 343 Studios. And so, if they plan on releasing any of information on their new IP, that would be awesome. And that's really all I'm excited for about E3. I mean, everything else will be great, but those are the main things I'm looking forward to.
Okay, and final question. What is your most anticipated title of E3?
Do I even need to say this?
That's... Okay, we can have two then. What is your most anticipated
title? Titleslitters doesn't count because it's not real yet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You can have your most anticipated title that doesn't exist, that you want, and the one that you want more information
about. I don't really know, to be fair. I'm not... I don't know. Saints Row 3 gameplay would be nice.
That CG trailer is pretty awesome.
It is. I'm not a fan of CG trailers, but that was cool.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not terribly fussed.
Chad?
So game that does exist, does it actually have to be likely that we're going to hear anything about it, or just...
I mean, it would help, but it doesn't necessarily... I mean, you can always hope that they say something about it.
Because there's nothing I desperately want to hear something about that I think I'm actually going to hear something about.
Of the stuff that is announced, is there anything that you want to hear something about?
I really hope that Heart of the Swarm stuff comes up somewhere, but I know it won't because they just held an event for it, so... That's not going to happen. There's got to be something I'm stoked about, but I'm drawing a blank. Deus Ex looks really cool, but, I mean, they're not going to focus on that because it's out in, like, a month. So,
hopefully,
yeah.
If it doesn't get delayed again. Okay, what about you, Jason?
Definitely Mass Effect 3. They have a new E3 demo that's supposedly pretty good.
They're going to announce like the day one DLC and the DLC.
The Kinect support.
It'll be server.
And the DLC
it'll be server as network.
And the DMC you get from Amazon and all this crap.
I'm glad we have a troll on the cast. Anyway.
You don't want to hear the things I have to say about the
I'm actually interested if they do show that the rumored Kinect stuff, because if they do it, I mean, if it's done right, it could potentially make the like conversations and stuff more interesting, more immersive, but we'll see.
Spoiler alert, it won't.
I mean, we don't know. We haven't seen anything yet. But anyway, and BioShock Infinite also. Those are two next year games, huh?
Oh, BioShock Infinite, right. I forgot about it. And that's definitely there because they talked about it on the Bombcast, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right there thing I'm most excited about.
I mean, as far as this year's games, I guess I don't know. I'll be interested to see more Battlefield 3, but that's, you know, it's pretty known what it is. Skyrim, I guess, would be cool to see more of.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, no surprise for me, but my most anticipated title of E3 is of course Super Mario 3DS.
What?
I know, it's a shocker. But, I mean, since they announced it at GDC, I mean, I had a giant circle around that title, like, 15 times underscored and everything. I'm already calling it my game of the year. But, yeah, it's a handheld Mario game that combines what looks like Mario 64 with Super Mario Bros. 3, and it's made by the Galaxy team, who so far is a perfect 3-for-3 for me. So, I mean, why wouldn't it be my most anticipated title? And followed very closely by Paper Mario 3DS, so there's a theme going there for some odd reason.
I think that will be potentially really cool if they show it.
What, Paper Mario
3DS? Yeah, because if, like, that's a game where the 3D could be used for some interesting visual tricks and stuff. Just by the nature of, it's already a layer of 2D stuff.
See, the problem, and this is going to be a problem, I think the 3DS is going to have to overcome this entire generation, is that's the type of game that, if they ever really want to push the 3DS as a force, they're going to have to make a game that's reliant on 3D and not something that can be also played in 2D and get the same experience.
I mean, I completely disagree with that, but we've had this discussion many times.
I honestly, I mean, because if you're just gonna make it like a 3D, if you're gonna make a DS game and just say, oh, you can play it in 3D if you want, I don't think it's gonna ever show the true potential of the console. I don't necessarily think it needs to be a Mario Zelda game, but I think they need something equivalent of like Nintendogs or Brain Training for the 3DS. That 3D game, like, kind of like Face Raiders, that can't be done with any other console. Or on anything else except for the DS, or the 3DS, or, you know, something in 3D. And it's the same problem I think any 3D game's gonna have on the 3DS and the PlayStation 3 as well. Is that you, at the end of the day, you need something that really pushes the idea this is 3D only. We should, or at least something that's really, or something that, you know, if you played in 2D, you kind of, it was like 75% of the impact. So we shall see.
I think Paper Mario will be something like that, where it'll look like a moving diorama in 3D, and you'll lose that impact in 2D, but it still
works.
Yeah, and I think
That's what I was getting at, though, because you were mentioning that. I was thinking, like, it would be an awesome game, especially if, you know, like, they use some of your stuff, like, you know, like, you can turn into, like, a paper airplane and stuff, and you actually have to navigate that in a 3D plane. But then I'm like, yeah, but then Nintendo's going to half-ass it, and they're going to make, oh, but people in 2D won't be able to do this, so let's tone it down. Or something like, and as much as I dislike the game, something like Super Paper Mario, where you can navigate a 2D and 3D plane, and you can kind of get visual hints like, oh, there seems to be a space between that wall. Maybe if I rotate the screen here, there's something that expands beyond it.
Man, I never got to play that game, and that's one that I wish I did.
Oh, you don't want to. It talks way too much.
Really? It's just such a cool idea.
It is, and it's, again, one of those, I think I was mentioning this before, I'm not here though, is that Nintendo has this tendency to introduce an idea that really works well, and then they never push it beyond that. It's like, oh, this is a great idea, and you don't see it again for 5 years, so.
Nintendo are the kings of that.
Yeah, that's what I said. They've always done it. Like, they come out
peripherals, in games, in their consoles, all the time.
Yeah, so there you go. But this should do it for our pre-E3 special. We'll be back on, I don't know when you folks are free. I want to do this either Tuesday or Wednesday, where we do a post-press conference podcast. But
only if I'm allowed to make fun of Nintendo's stupid new controller for the whole episode.
Hey, if it's still stupid, come Tuesday afternoon. Feel free. I'm not going to stop you. At that point, it's not going to be like, wait till E3. It's going to be like, we know what it is. And if it still cannibalizes the 3DS sales, then you can say they're a stupid company for pulling something like that.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that said, if that doesn't happen, I'll mysteriously disappear and not be able to hold Celtic accountable for saying everything I'm saying now. So,
so yes, for Chad, Daniel and Jason, this has been our pre-E3 special. I hope you have fun at the press conferences, and we'll see you later.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya. I never thought I'd get in so easily. Watch it all day in my beat up old chair. What will I see? Believe it or not, it's E3. Just snuck a peek at a sick-ass controller too, getting me psyched for release dates to come, making all of my wishes come true. Believe it or not, I'm watching E3. I never thought I'd get in so easily. Watch it all day in my beautiful chair. TV, lust for Xbox 2. We'll be right back.
Listen Up, Sprite Remix!